U.S. President Barack Obama has issued an executive order declaring Venezuela as a national security threat and has placed sanctions on 7 officials. The White House says the new set of targeted sanctions excludes the Venezuelan people and any trade relations with the nation and are instead aimed at government officials. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has responded by saying the U.S. measures are intended to topple his socialist government. He accused President Obama of trying to defeat his government and control Venezuela. An international relations and security expert, Irbad Ibrahim, has joined us on the line to look at possible fallouts associated with the decision. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Irbad Ibrahim.
Good afternoon and thanks for having me.
Is this order not going to further strain the frosty relations between the two countries?
During the twilight of Obama's tenure as president, I think he's beginning to take some tough decisions. And during his second term, we've seen a softening of his stance in terms of U.S. foreign policy. And mind you, Venezuela is around the same geographical part of the world where there is another arch enemy of the United States of America, and that is Cuba. So it baffles me a bit that in one breath, Obama would be handing out the olive branch to Cuba, whose longtime leader, Fidel Castro, was strongly anti-American. And in another breath, he would also be escalating an already exacerbated, frosty relationship between another country, Venezuela. So if anything at all, I think President Obama should be sending the proper signals. Those signals should not be mixed. If he believes that Fidel Castro, whose brother is currently the leader of Cuba, Raul Castro, can be cozied up to in terms of Cuba, what prevents the United States of America from smoking the peace pipe with Venezuela? And we all understand the kind of, you know, checkered relationship there was between the United States and the former Venezuelan leader, Hugo Chavez. But I think Venezuela has turned a new page. The new leader, Nicolas Maduro, seems to drift a bit towards the left than his, you know, strong, you know, rivals, the one who preceded him, Hugo Chavez. So, my sister, I'm a bit disappointed from the fact that at the time the U.S. seems to be, you know, reigning in all other countries around it, because American officials have come to realize that they can't democratize all the countries within their domain. So therefore, they can cozy up to you with the expectation that over time, as there is enough exchange of ideas, political vision, enough exchange of human personnel and resources, over time, the needed political change we want to see in various countries that are seen as dictatorial, those changes will come quite naturally. So I'm a bit, you know, surprised and shocked that the United States will, in one breath, you know, cozy up to Cuba, but do the exact opposite in the case of Venezuela. So it is only going to increase the unease and tension and mistrust there is between the United States and another country within the American region, like Venezuela.
Yeah, Mr. Ibrahim, what are the possible consequences of this action by the U.S., especially what are the possible consequences that will come up, especially with relations with communist countries?
I think this move is mutually destructive. Even though America is seen as a unipolar world superpower, we live at a contemporary time where there is interstate and intercontinental dependency. America may not necessarily want oil from Venezuela, but there are other forms of exchanges the U.S. has with Venezuela and other communist countries. For example, millions of Americans travel to Venezuela every year on tourism. So as a reaction to what has really taken place, Venezuela has also tightened the noose around the application for visa. So the process is more draconian for American tourists that would want to travel to that country. And that will hurt the economies of both countries. much as these tourists bring in, you know, external revenue into Venezuela, they also take away a chunk of the acumen and human resource and experience Venezuela has and the cultural exchange. Most of the times, people look at development in a materialistic way, but the other forms of social capital and the interaction between nations brings to the world. So therefore, it's a mutually destructive thing, and it will not send the right signal to countries like North Korea. And you know, we know that North Korea is nuclear armed. So the more we're able to cozy up to such, you know, extremist communist nations and to be able to bring them into the fold of in the international community, the better it will be for us than creating, you know, a barrier between us and them, in which case we'll become completely oblivious of what they would be doing in terms of, you know, arms and the sophistication of the arms they are making and even nuclear plants they have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ibrahim. We are grateful for your time.
You're most welcome.
Mr. Ilbert Ibrahim is an international relations and security expert.